Parliament has asked the Ministry of Food and Agriculture and other agencies to take prompt steps to stem the spread of the avian influenza, also known as bird flu, in the country. The House has also implored the Ministry of Finance to release funds to the Agriculture Ministry to help fight the outbreak. Since January 2015, there have been reports of increased cases of the influenza in many West African countries. Ghana recorded its first case of the bird flu in May this year on a farm in the Greater Accra region. Since then, there have been reported cases in other regions. Since the outbreak, as many as 11 poultry farms with a bird population of 33,143 have been destroyed, resulting in the loss of millions of Ghana cedis. The MP stated this when the member for Shama and chairman of the Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs Committee, Gabriel Silfi, made a statement on the floor of Parliament to alert stakeholders on the urgent need to take action to contain the disease. Mr. Silfi said the situation is serious.
The seriousness of the situation is not just limited to the expected losses to farmers in terms of their investment, but more importantly, the potential loss of human lives from the transmission of the disease to humans. Also, government efforts at reducing import of poultry and its products and promoting local production will seriously be affected. I have been reliably informed by the Ministry of Food and Agriculture and its veterinary service directorate is currently challenged in mobilizing the needed resources to deal with the outbreak, Mr. Speaker, because the outbreak was not anticipated, was not provided for in the Ministry's 2015 budget. The rate of the outbreak is very alarming, and we all know the contribution of the poultry industry to the development of this country. I therefore wish to recommend that the Ministry of Finance should, as a matter of priority and urgency, release enough funds to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to enable the directory of the veterinary services of the Ministry to bring the outbreak under control.
The MP for Achimda, William Ejepong, said it is unfortunate that veterinary officers are afraid to go to the farms because they do not have the needed gadgets to work with.
Our agricultural agents in the veterinary service department are supposed to be going around to check on every farm whether we have this incidence of the disease over there. But they themselves are not well-resourced. They don't have the equipment, they don't have the gadgets to go and do this. And therefore, just like the Ebola case, they are afraid to even go out and do this. And so if the veterinary service and those who are supposed to go out and find out whether these diseases are available somewhere, they won't be able to prevent it, are afraid to go out, they don't know what Ghana is doing about it. When we spoke to the ministry as a committee, the major challenge that they mentioned to us is that they are waiting for the government to resolve them before they go out, because they cannot go out and fight this disease with their bare hands without any equipment. And to you, Mr. Speaker, that is very, very dangerous. So are we waiting for the disease to be transmitted onto human beings before we begin to act?
The member for Tano South and Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Hannah Bisiu, said most of the farms do not have biosecurity systems in place, adding that the ministry has also run out of some chemicals and needs some funds to help contain the disease.
It's also good to know, Mr. Speaker, that these farms have no biosecurity system in place. When you talk about the H5N1, it's a zoonotic disease. That means it can move from the bird to human beings. But a human being will need a prolonged exposure with the affected bird before, you know, you can also get contaminated or infected with the virus. And so when we need to also protect our officers who have to go on the field. As we speak, the radar that we have in our labs, we had it from 2007, and currently we run out of reagents to do any further tests on the birds that we may be receiving from the various farms. We are ready as a ministry to move to the field. The surveillance is still on, but to go further and do further inspection and surveillance need also some amount of funds. So if we are not careful, we may be thinking it's not growing, but by the time we realize it may engulf us like wildfire.
That was the MP for Tando South and Deputy Minister for Food and Agriculture, Dr. Hannah Bisiu, speaking on the floor of Parliament on the outbreak of bird flu in the country.